Welcome back. I'm Ira Flatow. Our next story is destined to confuse you. It's one of those stories about nutrition, an update where new research seems to contradict old ideas. So let me just get right into it. We've all heard a lot of good news about fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids.
Omega-3 fatty acids may help reduce the risk of breast cancer.
The fish oil you need is omega-3 fatty acids.
Omega-3s are protective in heart disease.
Fish oil may even slow the aging process.
It also helps people with diabetes, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, postpartum depression, and cancer.
And the list goes on. But last year, a major study in the Journal of the American Medical Association said, hey, you know what? Omega-3s supplements don't really protect you against death from heart disease. And now a new study by my next guest adds to the bad news. It says men who had a higher level of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood also had a higher risk of prostate cancer. No cause and effect here, just a correlation. But it does make you wonder whether all these supplements and vitamins we take might be doing more harm than good. Alan Krystal is the author of the study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. He's associate head of the Cancer Prevention Program at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, professor of epidemiology at the University of Washington. Welcome to the program, Dr. Krystal.
Thanks very much.
Tell us exactly what you found there.
So this is based on a study of 35,000 men where we did a randomized trial looking at whether selenium or vitamin E supplements would prevent prostate cancer. And one thing we did is we measured the levels of omega-3 fatty acids in the blood of men as they entered the study and looked at how that related to prostate cancer risk. And we found that high levels increase the risk of high-grade prostate cancer, which is the serious disease that actually kills you, by over 70%, and increase the risk of low-grade cancer by about 40%. And I should just add that we published a similar finding from a different study 2 years ago, and we didn't really believe it, but we thought it was important to get it into the literature. And now that we replicate it, it has some more immediacy. We begin to believe the association is true.
Does it matter where the omega-3s come from, whether it's a supplement or, you know, you're just having some salmon?
Yeah, I wish I could answer that very clearly, but I can say that most of the men in our study were not taking dietary supplements of omega-3 fatty acids, so the high levels were coming from food.
Are you then recommending people don't eat fish, you know, salmon, things like that?
You know, that's the most complicated question you could ask me, and I'd say this. Although the data on dietary supplements really doesn't support the use of omega-3 fatty acids for anything. And I want to emphasize that. There is no good data.
For anything? I just went through this long list, a little clip there of everything that it was supposedly good for.
It's, oh yes, things people want to believe about nutrition versus what scientists can tell you we know. It's an interesting list. But the point would be that there probably are benefits to fish consumption. The evidence points to omega-3 fatty acids consumed as part of foods, and that would be as part of fish, reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. But it definitively shows, I think, that taking supplements has no impact. So there are some benefits, obviously, to eating salmon and other fatty fishes. And, you know, it's a balance. There's a benefit for cardiovascular disease, and I think there's clearly an increased risk for prostate cancer. And as I often say, none of us get out of this alive, so it's a balance.
Yeah. You know, first we heard it was vitamin E was good, then it wasn't good. Now we hear vitamin D. Are we going to hear something about vitamin D now also?
I'm pretty sure you will. I mean, if I look back on my career, which is I've been doing this work for about 25 years now, we naively thought a long time ago that high doses of micronutrients would reduce risk of cardiovascular disease or various cancers. And as we test them rigorously, what we find is it has no impact at all. Or worse, we find that it increases the risk of the diseases we're even trying to prevent. And it also increases the risk of other diseases we never thought it would affect.
Well, then how did we get the idea in the first place that these things were helpful?
You know, that's a long story, but part of it has to do with the way we do nutrition research and the difficulty in measuring what people eat. So there are certain types of study designs that have inherent balances, and they're and the way that we measure food consumption when we have very large studies is actually very poor. And so as we so one thing we've done is we've moved to using biomarkers of dietary intake. So we can I don't have to ask people how much omega-3 fatty acid they eat. I can measure it in their bloods. And as you start doing the designs more rigorously, as you start measuring food intake more carefully, then you know you start narrowing down on the truth.
Yeah. So you've ruled out that it could be contaminants in some of the supplements.
You know, we can't rule out contaminants. And to be honest with you, we can't rule out the problem that, you know, it plagues all this sort of research. And that's that there may be something that characterizes men who eat fish that also increases their risk of prostate cancer. And the association that we see isn't true. It isn't causal. Yeah. But on the other side, if you look at the number of studies, and there have been quite a few that have looked at omega-3 fatty acids and prostate cancer risk, they all point to an increased risk except for one. So these have been done all over the world. These have been various kinds of different kinds of people, different sources of omega-3 fatty acids, and they all point in the same direction.
What is most fearful about your results is that it increases the risk of the worst kind of cancer. That very fast moving.
It does, cancer. Yeah. But you have to remember that it's actually a rare disease.
Yeah.
High grade prostate cancer is very rarely diagnosed. It's no more than 18% or so of all the prostate cancers that are detected.
Mm. But even then, the other prostate cancer that's still up 40%. The risk.
Right. Right. So, you know, definitely a cause for concern, and.
You must be getting pushback.
Goodness, yes. I have received the most vituperous email I've ever received in my career on this one. You know, people like to believe that the supplements they take improve their health, and they're barraged by advertisements on this. And it's all frankly it's just not true.
But you're going up against people who say there's all this other research that X, Y, Z is contradicts what you're saying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not really. Now, what people say and the research, what people say and the quality of the research it's based on is something that really requires a lot of critical scrutiny. And there's a lot published on nutrition and disease, and a lot of it, frankly, is not high-quality work.
Is there any kind of supplement that you've looked at that you would suggest people take?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you can look at, for example, folate supplementation of women of childbearing age, and that has had a profound impact on neural tube defects. So that's really a success story that was translated into fortification of the food supply. I honestly can't say any condition where I think taking supplements really makes any sense.
But you're even saying here that it's not just the supplements. It could just be eating fish that are high in omega-3s.
Right. So in this case, yes. So here we have the issue that I'll explain it this way. So we know omega-3 fatty acids have a long range of biological effects, and some of them we understand quite well. And the issue is some of these effects would prevent some diseases while at the same time increasing the risk of other diseases. So, you know, overall there's a balance.
Yeah.
And I will say that there is a very large trial ongoing right now looking at vitamin D supplements and omega-3 fatty acid supplements, both in men and women. I don't expect it to publish for another 5 years at the least, but that's a trial that will really be informative on the balance.
Yeah.
It will increase the risk of some things, decrease the risk of the others, and the question is, what's the overall impact on quality of life and survival?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any preliminary results from that study?
Oh no, it's not my study. Oh. And
so how does it affect you personally? Do you now, when you sit down in a restaurant, say, "Oh, I'm not ordering the salmon"?
Well, you know, the strangest thing in the world is that the day this came out, I went downstairs to my cafeteria at work and I had a piece of salmon. So I really believe in the balance issue, and to me, if you had one or two servings of salmon or similar kind of oily fish a week, that's fine. It's when you get to higher levels that the possibility of a risk really exists.
Because people are taking those fish oil tablets every single day. Multiple times a day sometimes.
Multiple times a day, right. You know, just the best advice I could ever give people is just to stop taking supplements. We have the evidence that they're beneficial for anything is so slim. And the more quality research we do, these randomized trials, we find that increases the risks of really serious chronic diseases.
Is there money to do randomized trials that we need to do? Because they're the supplements. They're not, you know, they're not Viagra.
No, that's us. You know? That's right. That's right. So that's a big policy question. And I'll just say that there was a lot more money to do these trials 10 years ago. The effect of the decreased federal funding for scientific research has been profound over the last couple of years. And the possibility of getting large clinical trials done to test to examine either nutrition or test dietary supplements just doesn't exist. They're very expensive to do. They're hundreds of millions of dollars to do, and there's no excitement to do them.
Right. Thanks for being the bearer of good news today,
Alan. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Alan Krystal, Associate Head of the Cancer Prevention Program at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, also Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Washington, talking about stuff that was published in a very tough journal, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. They don't put stuff in there that they don't believe in. So if he's put it in there and they've accepted it, it's a very, very good study. Thank you, Alan, for taking time to be with us today.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a break, and next up, get out your drills and saws. You might want to swing by your Radio Shack, your Homes, your Home Depot, your Lowe's, whatever, because it's time for our summer do-it-yourself segment. We've got products, projects. You can do it by the pool. How about a beverage barn? Yeah, how about a water bottle rocket launcher? How about a cooler that you can turn into a heater? All kinds of projects we've got for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back after that.